Hi everyone, it's 7:47 p.m. It's Thursday, October 19th. I decided to start this now. So I just wanted to kind of go over everything I have packed. I'm all packed. The only thing I can't pack yet is my Z-Quil. I'm going to take that tonight and then put that in my bag. So I have, I'm not going to open this because I showed everything the other day, but basically just have two shirts. I'm just going to quickly go through this, but I have my two shirts, my crew neck and another shirt. Underwear and stuff like that, socks, my toiletries, shampoo, toothbrush, toothpaste, lotion, a hairbrush, toothbrush, toothpaste. I do have a spare cane in there just in case I need it. Hopefully not, but just in case. And then a pair of pajamas. I have a pair of winter pajamas in there because it's cold. I did have my hoodie in here, but I took it out because I'm going to wear it as a jacket. So I think I'm going to wear that tomorrow, like on the train and stuff. So then my fanny pack in the front, I have my AirPods in the front compartment. And then this other main compartment here, I have a little change purse. My brother got this for me when he went to Mexico. Like I said, he was there for a wedding. He said that this would be like the perfect size for my AirPods, but I'm using this for a change. Because I have the case for my AirPods, like the rubber case, so it makes them a little bit bigger. And then I have in here my wallet, and then I have my this other little coin purse I used that has like the window for my ID. So my wallet, basically just unsnap it. And then in this, I have this one piece that just has my ID and my credit card. So actually no, my credit card's not in here, but my ID is. So if I need to show my ID and I don't want to like open the whole wallet, and then my credit card is like inside the wallet. So, and this piece comes out, so if I just want to, like, maybe just have my credit card and my ID, I can do that. And I like wallets like that. I actually had a purse like that once. It had a little part that would snap off, and it was a little wristlet. So, like, if, let's say, you just needed, like, your wallet or something, and sometimes I would do that, I would just bring my wallet or whatever with me to my class, and then I would just put the rest of the purse in my locker. And then, of course, inside my wallet, I have my credit and debit card, a credit card that my mom gave me for emergencies, insurance cards, a signature guide, for if I sign something, never know when you need that. And then it has a spot for change. So then, I have I'm going to close this up and then I'm just going to kind of briefly go through. And then it has the back compartment, which is going to be like right up against me, but my wallet's not going to fit in there. So I don't know what I'll put in there, but in here I just have tissues. An EpiPen, I'm probably not going to need it, but it's in here. Hand sanitizer, chapstick, and then on the inside the internal compartment, I'm not going to open it, but I just have a short, USB-C cable for my battery pack, and then I have a battery pack. So yeah, we'll open this, but just my USB-C cable and battery pack is in here. So this is everything I'm going to be needing when we're out doing stuff. So I have my tissues, my chapstick, my battery pack, hand sanitizer, just everything I will need. And then I don't have anything in the side pockets of my bag. And then in this bag here, I have, this is a reusable grocery bag, but it does have Propel and energy drinks. I have four Propels in case I want one in the room. And then I have pretzels. Like I said, I don't want to drink too much on the train, so. That's basically everything that I'm going to be taking. And then I have my hoodie. So I also have here, I forgot to talk about this in my last episode, but my MacBook, I had one of those hard shell cases and they crack because, you know, after all, they're just hard plastic. So I'm not using it right now. And that means I can use my USB hub. So my mom had an extra one of those adapters lying around. So what I did was now my backpack has a USB cord on it for like your battery pack. But of course, nowadays, battery packs are USB-C. So what I did was I just took that adapter, connected it to that USB port, and then I have my backpack, my battery pack there. And it doesn't charge the battery pack. It's just like a way to store it. And my mom also has one of these really tiny flash drives. I don't like them because they're like impossible to get out of your computer. I actually got one once that was bent, like the USB part was actually bent. And I know like sometimes you could put it in your car, like if your car has a USB port and you have music and you could put like, I've heard of people even putting like
fishing wire on it to kind of like to make it easier to pull it out, because obviously you don't see like any part of it when it's connected to your computer. So I've heard of people doing that, but the one I have, like the USB port, like it's just the whole thing is like the flash drive. So you just plug in the end, like the end is just like a USB, and there's no cap, and then it just has like a hole for you to put a lanyard or something. And then I just have one of the, I just have an adapter on each one so I can use it with my Mac. And then if I use it with my work computer, I just take it out. So yeah, so that's basically my stuff that I'm taking. And then I also have, I'm going to take a, so in the bathroom, I have my Z-Quil. Like I said, I didn't pack this yet because I'm going to need it tonight. I'm going to be using it. And then, yeah, so I have my Z-Quil here. And then I also am going to take an energy drink. So I have two in my cooler, but I might want one on Saturday because we're going to be walking around and stuff. And also when I'm staying in a hotel, I tend not to sleep good when it's a new place. So I think what I might do is have the energy drink now. Well, not now. I'll be off the walls, but have the one that I was going to have on the train there, like have it at home. And then I'll have two more for my trip. So I'm going to take one off the shelf here. I have five left. No, not including the ones I packed. So five left. So I'm going to take one and I'm going to have that tomorrow. So yeah. And then while I'm away, I'm going to be getting my USB-C adapters. I hope I get the right ones. So yeah, but, I'm going to put this out so I know where it is. I'm obviously, like I said, I'm not going to have it now because I'll be off the walls. This is going to be for tomorrow because I have to get up early to get to the train station. We're going to leave here around 9 because there could be traffic. So I will talk to everyone tomorrow. Hi everyone, it's about 10:50 p.m. right now, so it's a little bit later, and I'm just kind of relaxing, just winding down the night. So last week, I know I told you guys that I had went on Instacart and I had gotten some snacks for this trip, some stuff for the train. So that's basically, to make a long story short, a driver, it's a shopper. They do the shopping for you. They have to like scan a barcode. And so you know they got it. And then it like checks it off the list. So they do the shopping and then they deliver it to you. And of course, like if they don't have something, the driver's like, they're supposed to message you and you chat with them. But last week I had gotten cooking spray because we were out of it. And I don't know if I did this or if the driver did this, because maybe when I was searching for it, like I didn't know which thing I got. So I wanted cooking spray because we were out of it, and it was a little weird. Like something just seemed off. Like it just had like the sweet smell to it, like it like foam up. So I didn't really think much of it, and it was weird because like even the food kind of like smelled a little different because the cooking spray was a little weird. Like, I don't know, like I couldn't really face it. I couldn't really tell, but like something was just a little off with it. So my mom said to me, because I got the Pam one. So she's like, you know, this Pam is meant for baking. And at first I didn't know what she was talking about. And I'm like, oh, the cooking spray? She's like, yeah, it has flour in it. Because usually like a lot of times when you bake, you're supposed to like grease the pan, and then you would add a little bit of flour. You put flour in the pan and then you would bake whatever you're baking. You do that yourself, but I didn't know that they make cooking spray that has flour in it. So my mom was like, well, who got this for you? Because at first I was like, I didn't buy it, because I was confused. And I was like, oh, I got that yesterday. I did the Instacart. And she's like, well, they got you the wrong thing. And I'm like, well, it could have been me too, because maybe like when I was searching for it, like I maybe didn't know which one I was getting. So yeah, I just have to be more careful next time. But yeah, it was meant for baking, and you could even like taste the flour when you like grease the pan. You could even like taste the flour. So yeah, it already has flour in it. So I just have to be more careful next time I get cooking spray. So yeah, I am actually going to go. I'm going to finish packing my stuff up. I'm going to go to bed. And I will talk to everyone tomorrow. Hi, everyone. It's 7:53 a.m. It is the next day. It's Friday, October 20th. So I had my energy drink and I was up for a while just playing on the computer and stuff. So I'm going to be getting ready here soon. I got to just get dressed. I have my outfit picked out. So I just got to go put it on. So I'm just going to wear what I'm wearing tonight to the concert just because when we get there, by the time like I get off the train and get an Uber to the hotel, we check in, we're really only going to have time to just drop off our stuff and get going. So hopefully this place isn't, the train station isn't like too far from the hotel because we're not going to have much time, but we'll see. It is what it is. But I'm going to just read my book on the train and the after the conductor scans the tickets, I will read my book. And they usually do that like right away. So yeah. But I'm going to go for right now and I will probably talk to everyone when I get on the train. All right, everyone, it is 10:15 and I'm on the train.
Do you have your ticket here or do you want me to search by your name, which is easier?
You can search my name.
Okay.
Kristin Panaro.
Okay.
K-R-I-S-T-I-N.
Okay.
P as in Peter, A-N-A-R-O.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, I got you all in the system, my dear, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Yep. All right.
So, okay, everyone, it's 17. I'm on the train. We're expected to get there at 3:10. They are making other stops, so when we get to Rhode Island, when we get to Providence, I'm gonna start getting ready to get off, because I'm not the last stop. So yeah, but conductor said that they would help me get off, and then the lady sitting next to me, she's getting off the last stop, so we just switched seats and she's getting off and I'm not yet. So
sit down next to me.
My mom and I, we got breakfast.
I'm so sorry, can I just slide your bags? I lost a piece of jewelry as you were standing. It's my mother's.
Yeah.
And it's not your fault. I just had a lot of things in my lap.
Okay. My mom and I, we grab breakfast. Bagel with cream cheese and some juice. The lady sitting next to me, she lost some jewelry. Hopefully she finds it, but so I'm the conductor. She's to make sure someone helps me when we get off. And then when I get there, I'm going to get an Uber to go to the train station to go to the hotel. I'm not sure how far it is, but the nice thing is I can use my phone on the train and I have a table seat, which is nice for my snacks. So, yeah, but I will talk to everyone later. So, I'm going to read my book since the conductor got everyone checked in. So my mom couldn't get on the train with me because, like, what if the train took off and then she was stuck on the train? But she probably would have got off the next stop, which wouldn't have been a big deal, but yeah. So I will talk to everybody later. Okay, everyone, it's 2:25 p.m. It's about that, and I've been on the train for a while. So I've just been reading my book. My AirPods are, like, about to die, so I put them away so they can charge. And then my phone, it looks like I'm probably going to need my battery pack because we still have, like, a whole night ahead of us. So, yeah, so basically when I was recording before, there was a lot going on. The conductor had asked me if I had my ticket. I didn't think she was going to come by that quickly, but she did come by. Luckily, I just gave her my name, as you guys heard. And then when we got to another stop in New York, they had to switch shifts and switch conductors. So I had to show my ticket again. I had to scan it, so luckily it was right there on my lock screen. And I was ready. I heard them coming over, and I knew that they were getting to me, so I scanned it. And then the conductor came over and asked if I needed assistance. I said yes. They had me in their system, so when I get off, so when we get to the stop before mine, I'm going to start, like, getting my stuff together. So basically before, and then there was also a lady sitting next to me, and the conductor asked her if she wouldn't, she would mind moving seats because she was sitting by the window, and I was going to sit, like, in the aisle, but then she was getting off first, and she was getting off at, like, the next stop, so she did, and she moved her seat, and I heard she was, like, cursing, and she was really frustrated, and what happened was basically she had dropped a piece of jewelry on the floor of the train, and it was something that was her mother's, and she's had it for years. It was some kind of charm, and it was really small, and it was obviously very important to her, so she was trying to look for it. I had to move my bag so she could find it. She didn't find it right away, so she said it was lost, but it was just, I wasn't recording at this point, but she did find it. It was actually under my shoe. So, yeah, luckily she found it. But I had my snack. I had some pretzels. I had a Propel. And then I've just been sitting here reading my book. My friend is actually, she just landed a few minutes ago. She's flying. For me, there'd be no point flying. Maybe like a 45-minute flight. You know, she's coming from Tennessee, so it obviously makes sense, but I decided to take the train because, like I said, it's not flying. So she's just landed. She didn't get off the plane yet, but she said she'll let me know when she gets her Uber. She's on her way to the hotel, and then we're just going to have to, you know, put down our stuff and just head over to the venue because we have to just make sure we allow enough time and everything. And so cannot believe the weather. It's like pouring. So yeah, it's ridiculous. But yeah, so I'm actually talking to you guys. Hi everyone, it's about 4 o'clock right now, so things were just kind of crazy. I was getting, well, when I went to go put my AirPods away, I had gotten a scam call, and then I was getting off the train. I did have assistance in the train station, getting to the Uber and stuff, and the guy who was in Florida with us had recommended this certain station. It was in another city, and I didn't realize how far it was. And Boston's a big city, and I listened to him not knowing, and now it's like 45 minutes away from the hotel. So yeah, next time, I mean, my friend was like, oh, well, why don't you try to switch your ticket? But I'm like, I'm just gonna leave it. I don't want to deal with that. So now I know. You live and learn. But there's like 3 stations in Boston, and like there's one that's like a mile from where we're staying is where I should have went into, but
like I said, I didn't know, and you live and learn. And then I had no service in the train station, so I thought that the Uber driver wasn't moving. So I kept telling the person who was assisting me, I was like, he's not moving. It still says he's 6 minutes away. And she said, oh, well, maybe there's traffic or something. Maybe he's stuck because there's a lot of traffic around here. And it is slow to get Ubers around here. Like, I even noticed that. Like, I didn't get it right away. Like, in New Jersey, I'm used to it being, like, right there, being really quick. So we thought she wasn't moving, but then she said she saw the car, and then I was like, oh, well, so I have no service, so it wasn't refreshing. So then, like, all notifications were coming in at once. And then, like, my friend, I was trying to text her, and it didn't go through. And then I was like, driver, I thought he wasn't moving, and, you know, he really was, but it just wasn't updating since I didn't have service. And I was even texting, sent him a message, and that didn't even go through. So yeah, it's been crazy, and I can already tell this is going to be an adventure. So we're basically just going to drop off our stuff in the room and go over to the venue, because, like I said, I didn't know. So yeah, and this guy, I won't listen to him, because even my friend said she had to, like, find things out for herself and research things. So yeah, and my battery's low. My battery pack isn't charging my phone, but I think it's just dead, so I have to charge that. And then I have to charge my AirPods because I was reading my book on the train. So yeah, but so far this has already been an adventure. So yeah, I will talk to everyone later. Hi everyone, it's about 7:30 a.m. right now. It is Sunday, October 22nd. I'm just sitting in the hotel lobby. My friend had just left. She has an earlier flight. My train doesn't leave until 9:55, so it's too early for me to leave right now, but I am going to reserve the Uber at around 8 just because of traffic, and I'm going like 45 minutes away, and I want to make sure that I get the assistance I need and stuff. So yeah, and there's no service in that station, so I wanted to record now, so that way in the Uber I can just relax, and yeah, so my trip, we had a great time. I guess I'll start from Friday. So we went to the concert. The concert was a lot of fun. We went to our room, dropped off our stuff, went over to the concert, and then we had dinner in the venue. We didn't really have much. We just split a couple appetizers because the food there was really expensive and honestly not, like, that great. I mean, it was okay, but nothing to ride home about. And then...
Hey, Christian, she's leaving.
Okay. She was talking to me. But, yeah, so I think she might have been talking to someone else. The food was okay, but like I said, nothing to ride home about. The show was a lot of fun. It was an hour and a half. And then we went to a cookie place called Insomnia Cookies, and we took an Uber there. The driver, like, dropped us off at the wrong spot. We thought it was closed, but they dropped us off at, like, the wrong staircase. Luckily, a few people helped us, and it was really good. Left there open until, like, 3 a.m., so they were like, no, like, it's still open. Like, it's just, they were like, can't. And then we went in, we smelled the cookies, and they make the cookies fresh here at that place, so, yeah, they were really good. I ate, like, all of them while we were standing there waiting for the Uber. They were, like, that delicious. I know my friend couldn't believe I did that. And then the next day, so then we were in for the night. And then yesterday, we went to a Chinese restaurant for lunch. It was really good. It was about, like, 30, 45 minutes away. It was kind of far. And then... our Uber driver we had going there, he was great. He had recommended an Italian place, so we went there for dinner.
And then also I forgot to mention, like, it was raining all day, literally, like, all day. So it was, like, pouring. So that was, yeah, that was an adventure in itself. But yeah, and then after we went to lunch, we went to this this place, Fenghua Hall. So there was, like, it's like an indoor market. They have, like, different shops and vendors and food. So I actually got a couple of bags. I got this, like, wristlet, and then I got this hanging makeup bag. I'll have to show you guys later because it's in my bag, but I don't feel like taking it out right now. And then we went to this pastry place called Mike's Pastries, and the pastries are off the hook. Like, the cannolis there, they're literally, they are not like, you know, the cannolis that you'd get at your typical Italian restaurant. Like, no, these are big. These are like, I got a chocolate chip cannoli. And there's like literally like a million chocolate chips in it. And like the pastries are big. Like, and I even got a couple cookies. Like, oh, why not? I thought they were regular size, but they were huge. So, I mean, they were good, but not like as good as the other place we went to. Like, the other place was definitely better, but this place was like known for their pastries, like their cannolis, their eclairs. Like, my friend got an eclair and she couldn't even finish it. She's like, I should have only gotten one. And looking back, I should have too. So we were there. We were at this pastry place and there was a line out the door. So we actually made that a stop just because, like, we weren't sure, like, where, like, because we didn't want to keep, like, calling an Uber. So we made that, like, a stop. So the Uber driver, like, she was really good, too. She actually, like, was like, oh, I'll look out for you guys when you guys are done. She actually kind of helped us through the line, but you know, she couldn't leave her car unattended, so she had asked this guy behind us to just let us know when to move up because she said, like, there was, like, people cutting in front of us and we didn't even know it, but it was really confusing because there was, like, five lines. So it was, like, five different lines that were intersecting. It was crazy. There was probably literally, like, 1,000 people in there. But, yeah, so we paid for our order, and the lady was, like, this guy was, like, are they done? And I'm like, yeah, how much is it? And so this place is cash only. So I was, like, my friend said she would Venmo me because she didn't have cash. And the lady was like, oh, the gentleman behind you paid for your stuff. Like, oh my God, thank you so much. Like we got a free meal. Like, we got it for free, the pastries. So my friend went there the first time and they gave her the pastries for free because then she said she was out of town. So we didn't even know, like, how much they cost. And then the restaurant we went to was cash only, but luckily, like, they had an ATM in the restaurant. So she just went, someone helped her at the ATM and she took cash out. And also, like, the wait staff were really good at both restaurants, the Chinese place, the Italian place. And then the hotel staff had been really good too. Like, they really told me, like, oh, just, you know, let me know when your Uber's here and I'll look out for it. So I just didn't have to leave yet. But, yeah, I had everything, my drinks, my bag, my fanny pack, the stuff I got yesterday is in my bag, the shopping bag, although it's lighter now, which is nice, but yeah, I think I got everything. So yeah, because I didn't take the cookies, I didn't want to lug them back home with me, because it's a big box, and I didn't want to, like, I could have, like, because it comes like tissue paper, I could have wrapped them up, but I didn't feel like doing that. So whatever I finish, I finish. Whatever I don't, I don't. So, yeah, I'm just waiting in the hotel lobby because, like I said, I don't have to leave yet. So, yeah, I will talk to everyone later. Okay, everyone, it is 8:10 and I'm in the Uber. When I get there, it's gonna be another adventure. But yeah, I had a good time, like I said before.
the hotel. The room was nice. There were a few things that we didn't really like about it. Like, I didn't really want to mention that in the hotel when I was sitting right by the front desk. But, I mean, overall, it was definitely a good trip. The staff was really accommodating. But they even, like, helped me get to the Uber and everything. But, yeah, so the hotel, like, it was weird because and I've seen this in other hotels, like, where the toilet is closed off and then the shower and the sink are, like, in another little corner and they're, like, and then you can also, like, close that off, too. So it had, like, a sliding door. And then when you get out of the shower, though, like, it was all, like, a trail of water because it was, like, just a big puddle. Like, there was no, like, the water would just get everywhere when you would come out of the shower. You'd be dripping everywhere. And there was no, like, nothing. I mean, yeah, you could put a towel down on the floor. I don't know why we didn't do that. But there was, and, like, you could hear people in the shower. Like, I mean, yeah, you still could, too, if you had the door. But it just a little weird. And then, like, I mean, I noticed this at, like, a lot of hotels, but the outlets were a little wonky. And I think I'm going to have my energy drink now because I am, like, dragging. but yeah. So, color here, but my, oh yeah. So, switch my bag. Okay, there we go. Okay, so, yeah, but, I'm just hanging out here in the Uber, get a little bit of a ride, maybe because of my mistake that I made, but yeah, I'm, like, I think I'm gonna have my energy drink now because I'm, like, dragging, and other than that, like, the room, it also, like, it was big, but it was also a little bit tight, like, by my friend, like, her bed and the desk. Like, she had this big suitcase that was, like, in the middle of the floor, which probably wasn't safe, but, like, I had a duffel bag, so I didn't have to worry. I just had it on a little table, actually, like, one corner of the room, like, I was using, so I had, like, this little chair, a bed, like, the bed, and this little chair with a footrest. And I was putting my duffel bag and stuff on that. And other than that, like, it was definitely a good stay. Like, I'm just, like I said, I'm on my way home. I'm going to have my energy drink now because, like I said, I'm like, dragging. But, yeah, I will talk to everyone probably when I get on the train. I wanted to record now because probably not going to have service in the train station. But I'll probably listen to my book in the train station. At least I'll be able to do that because it's downloaded just in case I have no service. But, like, that's really annoying because, like, what if they, you know, I can't make a call, and then, like, if I need to call for help or something, or what if, like, the Uber, you know, didn't come? Because, like, the other day the app wasn't refreshing, like, so I didn't think he was moving. But like, that's really annoying. So, but, like I said, the guy that is in Florida with us suggested I use that station, but wasn't very specific. So, yeah, but I'm going to go right now. I'm going to have my energy drink, and I will talk to you guys probably when I'm on the train after the conductor scans the tickets and stuff. So, I will talk to you guys later. Okay, everyone, it is 8:35 and I'm at the train station. I got here in 20 minutes as opposed to 45 minutes, probably because there was, like, no traffic. And I have service right now, so that's good. Maybe it was just where I was standing. I don't know. I guess service might have been a little spotty here, but we'll see. My friend had literally just got to the gate and they were boarding, so she just made it for her flight. She has TSA pre-check, so she can go through security like a breeze. Like, she doesn't have to wait in line. She doesn't have to take off her shoes or take anything out of her bag. I don't have it because it's not worth it. I don't really fly much, or I don't fly enough to have it. So, yeah. Well, I'm here. So I have, like, an hour and 20 minutes before my train. I have no idea where to go, but I'll figure that out when it gets closer. But, I'm glad that I'm here. But, yeah, so I smell food. So I know there's, like, some place where I can get food here, but, like, I don't even want to think about food right now. Like, we ate so much yesterday. It's like, this trip, I don't call it, like, the food tour or something, but I'm happy I have service right now because I didn't think I was going to. Like, I just think I'm going to listen to my book. I just have to watch the time because I need to find assistance getting to the train. But yeah, so one thing I wanted to talk about is that, like, I know I had mentioned the Europe trip, going to Europe. Well, I decided not to go, because I just can't afford it. Like, can't afford it. And it's a lot of reasons. It's another country and you got to be careful with going to other countries right now. So I'm not going to go. And my friend at first was like, oh, you could save up, blah, blah, blah. But like, she eventually, like, she understood. So yeah, she accepted it. But yeah, I'm just going to sit here and maybe play games, listen to my book. I don't know. Maybe call paratransit because I'm going out on Friday. So I could probably do that, like, right now in the train station. so I think I'm going to do that because I have time. So, yeah, and I have service right now, so I might do that. Or I might do it tomorrow, I'll see. But, yeah, I will talk to everybody later. Okay, everyone, it is 9:15, and I went to the customer service counter. I let them know that I will need assistance getting to the platform and on the train, and they said they're going to come get me at around 9:50 because that's when they're going to be making the boarding announcement. So I'm just sitting a little bit closer to where we have to go, but yeah, I'm just going to make sure I check the gap before getting on and off the train, which goes without saying because I don't want to fall through the tracks. And yeah, I'm just kind of sitting here. I'm going out on Friday, so call paratransit. And on Saturday, my mom is actually going to be starting Instacart, so I'm going to help her with that. And she's going to be a shopper, not like, you know, customer, but yeah. And then also with this train, I told them, they said they had an ADA seat, not any additional charge, but I just said I would stick with the coach seat because with the ADA seat, you have like, you don't have a seat in front of you. So, I mean, there's more space, but then I wouldn't have like a table, like to my drink. So yeah, I did save a Propel for the train. I did have a couple yesterday, but I did save one for the train, and yeah, I'm just sitting here. It's a little quieter over here. I know, I think before I was sitting like right by the escalators, but my ticket's on my phone, so after the conductor scans it and everything, I'll start reading my book, so... Yeah, I will talk to everyone later. Okay, everyone, it's 10 o'clock and I'm on the train, so I'm just sitting here. I don't need to charge my phone. Oh, there's Braille on here. That's cool. Because I have an ADA seat right here, so they asked me, the conductor was like, do you want a coach seat? Like, we have an ADA seat, it's closer to the front. So I was like, yeah, I'll take the ADA seat. Like, there's no leg room, I don't have a table in front of me, but I'm so, but it's just easier, so, yeah, but, yeah, I'm on the train, so I'll be getting off at about 2:40, and I'm going to sit here and read my book. I'll probably have my drink a little later. So I forgot to mention yesterday when I was, when me and my friend are in that indoor market, it was crazy. It was a mob scene.
All right, Kristen, you are all set. So are you okay?
Okay, sounds
somebody
good.
Somebody will be there at the Met for you.
Okay.
You got your seat?
Yes.
All right, bathroom's in front of you on the left. Cafe's in directly in front of you, okay? You need anything, you let me know.
Yes, I will.
I'll do that.
Yep.
See you tomorrow.
Okay, so,
yeah.
Yeah, so, I'm not gonna get anything in the cafe because it's like really expensive, but that was the conductor just approached me. But yeah, so when we were in the market yesterday, my friend and I, we got separated. And I kind of knew that was gonna happen, and it took us at least like 15, 20 minutes to get back together. So she called me, and I guess she asked someone to help her find me, but I knew we were gonna get separated. Like, I just knew it. It was crazy. But yeah, so the conductor had put in a note that I'm gonna need assistance getting off when we get to Metro Park. So yeah, I'm gonna just sit here, read my book a little bit, and I will talk to you guys later. Hi everyone, it's 1:48 p.m. So it's much later, as you guys can tell. So it's less than an hour now before I get off. I can't believe that. I'm in the home stretch. We're about to be in New York City, and then there's two more stops before I get off. So New York City, then there's two more stops, and then I get off. But then when we get to the second to last stop before mine, I need to start getting my bags and start getting ready, because my stop will come up pretty quickly after that, because basically coming back, it's basically just all the stops reversed. So I'm sitting in an ADA seat, like I said before. So the conductor put in a note that I need assistance. And when we stop in New York City, they will actually change conductors. So we're going to have a little bit of a layover for about like 20 minutes. We're just going to sit, and I don't have to get off. We're just going to sit. And then there'll be new conductors, and then I'm going to use the restroom on the train while we're stopped. So the outlet on the train, I don't know if it's the outlet or the charger, but like my stuff wasn't charging. Like the AirPods, I have no way of knowing because I don't see the light. So I don't know like when they're charging. So I only know when, you know, I open the case and put it up near my phone and it says that it's at 100%. But like the phone, like it wasn't like charging my phone. So I don't know if it was the outlet or if it was the charger. It might be the outlet, because even at the hotel, the outlets were a little wonky. Like I noticed like outlets, hotels are like that sometimes, but I don't know if maybe the outlet on the train is like that too. I'm not sure. And I noticed like service can be a little bit spotty, as like I was sending text messages and like took a few minutes to actually get delivered. So yeah, service can be a little spotty on the trains. So yeah, but I'm sitting in an ADA, so it's basically the same as the coach seat, but I don't have a seat in front of me, so which is I kind of wish I did. It's a table, but I have my snack, I have my drink, so it's nice that the one bag that I have is going to be a little bit lighter now, or a lot lighter. So I told my mom that I was like, she'll tell me where you're sitting, then I know to look out for you, I know where to stand. Yeah, so I told her, I'm like, I'm sitting in the front, I'm in an ADA seat, so she said, okay, so now she knows. So, yeah, they're just making the announcement because we're getting to New York City right now, and then we have Newark Penn, Newark Airport, and then I get off, and then the train keeps going south, so I have to get ready like as soon as we get to the airport, because that next stop is going to come up pretty quickly after that, because like I said before, it's just basically the same stops, but just like reversed. So this lady before, she was like freaking out because she had got on the wrong train. So not sure what she did. She probably got off the next stop, but hopefully this time she got on the right train. But it was bad. She was like freaking out and she was crying and like being really loud. It's kind of scary. But yeah, I just put my charger away. I put my AirPods away. So I charge my AirPods when I get home and charge my phone, because data wears out your battery, so like a little quicker than Wi-Fi. So yeah, I'm gonna go for right now.
and I will talk to you guys when I get home.
Hi everyone, it is 3:53, so I'm home, and I got home about, I'd say about 3:30, so my train was delayed by 6 minutes. I didn't know that, but they did announce it. My mom was there early, so it wouldn't have made a difference, but I was getting off the train, and she couldn't find me because I told her I was in the front of the train. Now, I thought that, you know, the front was like the front of the car, because, you know, like trains have multiple cars. So I thought the front was like, no, the front of the car. So I basically was just like, well, I'm in the front of the train. So I thought I was like in the front of the car. So my mom was waiting at the front of the train and she didn't see me get off. When she saw the train pull into the station, she didn't see me get off. So she saw a conductor. She's like, wait, don't go. I think my daughter's still on the train. And the conductor actually walked her over to where I was. So I was about to call her and ask where she was, but the conductor walked her over to where I was waiting. So yeah, I just need to, I was in the middle of the train by the cafe. So yeah, they gave me actually, like I said before, they gave me an ADA seat. And the conductor, there was like actually a few people sitting in them. But the conductor actually asked if they had them reserved, and you know, those people said no, and he made them move. So that was good because, you know, they didn't need it. So yeah, but yeah, the conductor made them move. And it was, and when the guy said he would come get me when, you know, they made the first boarding announcement, and I was like, well, if you just stay quiet, of course they're going to just, like, you know, pass you by. So when I heard that, I was like, I'm not sitting here. So I got up and, like, started going towards, like, the ticket counter, and then, you know, he got me, and then a couple people helped me on the train. So, and then there were a couple of people who helped me off the train when I got off. So yeah, now I'm taking trains by myself, and this is, yeah, so this is good. Another adventure in the books. So I'm going to end it here, and I will talk to everybody later.